Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It is Wednesday. I almost said Monday. I don't know why. The 13th. So it's 3/13/24. Hope you're doing well. Today we're going to talk about a little bit about politics, which might surprise you a bit, but I feel like it. And we're also going to talk about a new study about processed foods that may or may not surprise you. I don't think it's going to surprise you, but it does have you wondering just about life and all the things. And also today I have my YouTube workshop kicks off actually in less than an hour, but there is an evening or afternoon session, so you can still sign up for it, or you can sign up for the one that's coming up in a couple weeks. So I'll put the link there for you. Let's just dive in. So officially, I woke up this morning and found out we officially have two candidates who've gotten their party's nomination. They've got enough votes. Yay. I don't know. Like, 2020 was a hard year. So I don't know why we'd want to repeat 2020, but here we are. We have the same two candidates. The thing I've been saying to people lately when they're like, well, you know, I am 45 or I am 50 something. I'm like, yeah, you're still too young to be president, even though technically you can be at 45. You're still too young to be president because you're not in your 80s. So you got a lot of living to do. It's just frustrating, don't you think? Like, it's frustrating that the two main parties in the great country of the U.S. have managed to accomplish nothing in the way of bringing up new people. Like, eventually 80-year-olds, 78-year-olds are not going to be around, which means we need to have people that are competent in their 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s, 70s. I don't understand. I don't get it. And maybe it's not mine to get. And yet here we are. So there's that. That's all I had to say about politics. Frustrated with all of it. Yep. Which in some ways I'm like, okay, frustrated, what are you going to do about it, Roxanne? And in other ways I'm like, it's too much of a mountain to climb. It's not even a mountain. It's like something bigger than a mountain. What's bigger than a mountain? It's like a universe to climb that here we are. That you get to the, well, I hope someone else fixes the problem. And then we sit in the problem. So it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. You're the problem. We're all the problem. Because as far as I'm concerned, no one, maybe some people, but no one really needs to die on the mountain of either of these candidates. We can all agree that there's got to be something else out there. And yet, redo. With a D-E-U-X, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fun times. Not fun times, by the way. When I say fun, that's sarcasm, just in case you didn't know. Ay. Which also means because I live in Arizona, my vote doesn't really matter right now. I could or couldn't go to the voting booth next Tuesday. I will, because I believe in voting, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, because it's been clinched on all sides. Okay, I need a drink. Now, I want you to sit down. Just kidding. I think you'll be fine. There's new research that shows that ultra-processed foods change your brain function. Well, you don't say. It's interesting because they say your gut is your second brain. And obviously, if you're eating ultra-processed foods, it's messing with your gut. So naturally, this all makes sense. It actually leads to lower memory function, don't you love that? Feeling and learning. Now, it makes you wonder, when we talk about all these things that have gone south in the world, could what we're putting in our body have something to do with it? And does it make you wonder that much? Of course it has something to do with it. Don't get me wrong, I love a Dorito, so I'm not saying I'm going to stop eating these things, but I try and balance it. I do. But this doesn't surprise me. So they are even thinking about creating a mental health condition. Let me get this right. That is based on the addiction to processed foods and things like, okay, so we know that processed foods causes obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, depression, anxiety, sleep problems. Do I need to keep on going? I don't think that I do. So I'm asking myself and I'm asking you, what's the solution here? And yet it's interesting because let's not forget, the processed foods are less expensive. You know that, right? The good foods, the quality foods are too expensive. Or, and I know I always say nothing is too expensive because if we value it enough, we're going to do it. But when you talk about food, yes, we value that. But the truth of the matter is, if you're feeding a family, if you're feeding yourself, that budget goes fast. If you're trying to, you're going to whole paycheck. I love me some Whole Foods, don't get me wrong, but you're spending a lot of money. Why do the processed foods, which actually takes more process to make them whatever they make them out of, why does that cost more? It, you know, you could get kind of conspiracy theorists. You could think, you could get to the point where you're like, maybe they know this is making a change and they want it to be. I'm just saying, there is a movie. So my hairstylist, which I need, Lord knows I need to see her soon. I need to go back to California and see her. Any, every time I go to her, she always has some movie on that I've never heard of because I'm not a movie person. And I'm like, well, this is wackadoo. This is wild. One time it was that the MIG. Is that right? That big shark whale thing. Have you ever seen that? Like with that guy, I don't remember his name, but he was in he's like Australian and he was in like one of the last two, maybe one of those speed. Those car ones. You know, the one with Vin Diesel and The Rock. So he might be like Stratham. I don't know. Anyhow, I'd never seen the movie. Saw it because I was at her place. Always some random movies, some random something. She was watching a movie. Don't know what it is called. It's a black movie. And it was wild and wild. But it was, one of the premises was that they were, this whole town was going weird and they realized that they were pumping things in the chicken and they're putting things in the chicken that caused them all brain stuff. Okay. And if you've seen the movie, wow, tell me what it is. If not, just go with me there. Cause I'm sure there's other sci-fi things that are like that. And it kind of has to, it makes you wonder if people knew all this time, like let's talk about corn, right? And if you talk about what is her name? Oh my goodness. This morning. Have I had too much processed food? Maybe. Monsanto. It came to me. Monsanto. When you think about Monsanto and how they knew all this time and they're put, you have to wonder if some people with some bad values made some decisions that affect and impact all of us. Or they're like, let's just ignore that one little study. It can't really matter much. And here we are. And here we are, where people are just. And the thing is that we have all the freedoms, which I like, trust me. We have all the freedoms, but we have the freedoms that were put in place not knowing we were all going to be on processed foods and be a little nutty. I just don't think about it. Just something to think about. So now here we are. Anyhow, moral of the story is science is saying ultra processed foods. You might be wondering what the heck are ultra processed foods. These are things that are going to be like high in fat, high in sugar, you know, those things, you know. So like chips, cookies, French fries, cereals, snack bars. Not all French fries are bad. I'm just saying. Not all cereals are bad. It's not all bad. Listen, I make French fries fresh at home. I know those aren't bad. I literally take the potato. I slice it. I put it in the air fryer, which the air fryer might be bad, but alas, that's for another day. And then maybe sometimes put a little salt on it. Scott's like, these are delicious. How'd you make them? I'm like, I cut them and put them in an air fryer. So not all fries are bad. But there's some French fries that you and I know at different places that would be high processed foods. There's some cookies. Okay, this is a great segue to this woman. Her name is it Mona? Okay, there's this woman on TikTok. Is it Mona? TikTok. I'm looking it up right now because it would be on my phone and I can't. Nina TikTok. She's a TikTok model. And I'm so mad that my friend told me about her because she literally will sit there and be like, my husband wanted ice cream today, so I made it from scratch. Or my husband wanted Pop-Tarts, so I made Pop-Tarts from scratch. I made the cereal from scratch. And she shows you how she makes everything from scratch for her husband and her kids. And she's pregnant with her third kid, and she's a model. I'm sorry, what? And yeah, and she's like, oh, it only took 10 hours. I have to find her name for you because it's like literally insane. And yet I can't stop watching it. I like went down the rabbit hole. I'm going to tell you the name really fast and then we're going to go because you need to check this woman out. And of course she has like 80 gajillion people following her because they're watching all that she's making. Some people are like, hate watching her. Like, just buy the dang thing. And other people are like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Her name, I'm looking for it. Give me a second. Is Nara Smith, N-A-R-A Smith. Literally, she could make you feel bad about yourself, but she makes everything. My husband was craving barbecue chicken pizza. And so I made him. So I started by making the dough fresh. She shows you her making the dough. Then I moved over to make the cheese. And then I moved over to make the sauce. And then I made the chicken. I let the chicken, of course, breathe and then shredded it. I'm like, what on earth? But I'll tell you what, the stuff she's eating is better for her body than what we're eating. You got to find trade-offs, but I'm just saying, we shouldn't be surprised, but I think we should be concerned. We should be concerned. And maybe find a happy balance in our lives or find things to get those processed foods out of our bodies as soon as possible. And if your gut is your second brain, then this all, again, makes sense. I feel like I've kind of ranted today. Maybe it's Wednesday rant day. I guess it is. It is what it is. All right, I'm going to leave you. I have 2 YouTube workshops to do, a lot of content to work for some brands that I'm doing things for. And I think I'm even coaching. Yeah, I'm coaching a client today. So things to do. If you want to find out more about me, I'd love for you to check out my website, which is live. There's one piece of it that's giving me a headache, but I'll get to it. I'll figure it out. It's rockstalks.co. Please check it out. You can see all the things about me and check me out on TikTok as well. Rockstalk Show. By the way, if you know people who listen to podcasts, I am up to date completely through Monday. So it's on Spotify. It's on wherever you listen to podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the places you can check this out here. I appreciate y'all so much. Have a great day. I'm off to teach the world about YouTube. Go be great.